Jr. The game is powered by 91 Network. That's 91N. It's a YouTube channel. Head on over to check out video editions of the game and also other podcast content on 91N. The game is also featured on Spaces, which is through Suday and Village Media. The game can be followed on all social media platforms, including TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, at the Game Sports Podcast for your enjoyment and interaction. You can also check out all audio platforms wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, you name it. And wherever you're listening to right now, don't hesitate to follow, like, subscribe, leave a review. And as I mentioned, just ensure that you're interacting on all of our platforms. We enjoy that interaction and the odd chirp as well. And we got an, as always, electrifying edition here on the game tonight. The agenda is going to feature the first and the return first segment of the new season for Top Shelf. And it's going to be myself and Brendan McCarthy leading that for you. Alex Parr's getting a 2-week approved vacation. He's moving into a new house, so he gets a little bit of a bye, I guess you can say. We're also going to have Jordan Trudeau stop on, and we're also going to have the In the Pocket fellas. Hopefully it is myself, Justin, and the regular crew, such as EJ as well tonight, but it might just be myself and Justin. Only time will tell. Nonetheless, you got Top Shelf, you got Chuck-a-Puck, you got In the Pocket, all within this hour. Listen, sit down, lock in. It is going to be a time. Now, just to get a little bit here off the start, I want to make sure that you're checking out previous editions of the game. But myself and Jordan Trudeau did a fantastic interview just a few days ago that'll be up for your enjoyment by next week at the absolute latest, if not earlier. Ryan Sproul, what a fantastic guest that we had. We got back to our special edition uploads after myself taking a year some off those interview shows and focusing on new shows. So we are going to be getting into more special edition shows as we get through the year. And I'm sitting here today with my new Austin Matthews third alternate jersey. Yes, it's that time of season, ready to get hurt again. Now, before we get Brendan to come on, I want to do a little bit of a baseball shout out. As you know, I'm a Blue Jays fan, which is obviously the Guerrero jersey that you see in the background, still relevant despite hockey being around the corner. The Blue Jays are in the postseason this year. And obviously this week, as we're recording right now, it's September the 23rd at 7 o'clock. They're going to be getting underway with a series against the Boston Red Sox. Big critical series. That AL East is going to be one sexy bunch of matchups to keep an eye out on as the week goes on, as the Jays have a little bit of a tougher schedule than the Yankees. Will the Jays come on top and win the division? They did get enough of a lead to take it. And throughout the rest of baseball, it's going to get very interesting. And I think the biggest one that has been the biggest of interest, the story outside of the AL, is the San Francisco, but I'll get to that in just a minute. The Seattle Mariners and the Houston Astros. What a banger of a matchup those have been, but Seattle has started and has pulled away after a very convincing series victory over the Houston Astros. Now, San Francisco, why I mentioned they are of interest is that they have had the Dodgers number this year, in my opinion. This recent series, they did lose 3 out of 4. But I feel the Dodgers have been exposed, and the Giants have done that. The Padres have done that. The Rockies of all teams have exposed the Dodgers and shown how they are human. And I think winning the World Series is going to be very wide open. The Phillies, the Brewers, you got, and I'm looking at the standings here, you got the Dodgers and Padres there. You got the Cubs in the mix, and you look at the AL, you got the Blue Jays, you got the Tigers, you got the Mariners, you got Houston in there, you got Cleveland in there. Look, it is very exciting. And look, that Cleveland-Detroit gap got a lot tighter. That American League Central is going to come down to this week, as well as Cleveland's 9-1 their last 10, Detroit's 1-9. Look, the Blue Jays, they had a good lead. It's getting tight. Look, the playoffs cannot be determined right now. We can't even do a playoff preview show. We can't talk about division leaders getting a bye and knowing who those are. So Connor Henderson will be joining me next week to talk about the playoff preview for next week's show. But who? We are in for an absolute treat when it comes to the world of baseball, and I am pumped, and I am really pulling, of course, for the Blue Jays and my soft spot for the Tigers, but I got my eye on the NL. I think it's going to be a bit more wide open, and everyone knows that I got a soft spot for the Padres and Brewers, too, and I'm hoping that this is the year that we see a Blue Jays-Tigers in the CS and a World Series matchup that features the Blue Jays and one of the Brewers, okay, potentially maybe even the Cubs, wouldn't that be great? But the Phillies getting in there, wouldn't that be electric? It would be just amazing. So that is going to be the baseball content that I'm going to be diving into and only today. And this man couldn't have timed this perfectly. It's like he knew. And trust me, he will second that we had time. Okay. He just came on this time. So he won't, trust me, when it comes to time management, my fellas on the show aren't going to give me any credit. Okay. I get shit on more than I get the credit for that. But that is the baseball I'm going to dive into. What a critical week in the world of baseball this week. So excited. But we'll get into the playoff preview next week. And we know the Blue Jays are going to be there. How exciting is that? But as I mentioned, we got Top Shelf, Chuck a Puck, and In the Pocket. They'll be invading the segment. I am going to bring in and introduce, this is the season opener. This is the puck drop. This is Top Shelf, baby. This is the Top Shelf segment where it's going to be myself, Brendan McCarthy, the cart, I call him just because of for fun. It's not a great nickname, but Brendan, my friend, welcome back. What a pleasure seeing you. God, you
buddy,
look good. You
likewise. Look good. Yeah, you're looking great as well. A little pissed off though. You're cutting into my dual screen time, Jays and Leafs preseason hockey coinciding right now. So let's make this quick, Dable.
Yeah, you know what? We got the time. You got 20 minutes at tops is what we have segue for. And we didn't talk about really much that we were going to dive into this week, but I think what we're going to stick to the normal agenda that we've been doing. This is our 10th year doing the show, Brendan. This is on January, it'll be a 10-year celebration of the game. And that is, I think there needs to be something that we got to do for that. I have an idea and it's a big loop, but that's not for any viewer or listener to know. That's for the family. You got to be in the family. Some Fast and
Furious.
All right.
Is this a text to me privately or with Parr as well? Or?
Yeah, maybe like a little chit chat, you know, maybe with shirts on in the conversation or off. It depends. I got this jersey just a few weeks ago on Facebook Marketplace, brand new for $80. I couldn't go wrong. It's literally out of the bag. It came out of the bag, brand new Matthews jerseys. Listen, I don't know if this person just wasn't a Leaf fan, but thank you very much. Okay, I'll take the credit for having this. I thought I'd wear it today. Now, I want to get into what we usually do when the opener of the show, we talk a little bit of reaction, how we felt the summer was, and then we get into early, way too early of predictions. That is, as you know, last year you were there, Stanley Cup winner prediction, but we also get into this division winner predictions, and that will be our clip. I'm going to give a spoiler. If you're going to see a clip, that's what got you here today. So we'll get into that in this 20 minutes. But Brendan, look, firstly, how was your summer? And number two, congratulations on all the things that you have going on. I know you moved. I think you moved into a place. Yep. Going out to Vancouver. You got all the things going on. So I want to know how you're doing. Okay, you got to let our listeners and viewers who have gotten to know you the past year get to know you a little bit more. But then also talk about your reaction, how you felt the summer was in the NHL for the offseason.
Yeah, summer was great, Dave. A lot of golf, and obviously the move was huge. We're settled in now in Milton, Ontario. Massive thunderstorm approaching us right now, so hopefully my power holds up. But yeah, it was awesome. I mean, in terms of the hockey scene, I guess we haven't spoken since June, and I mean, I guess three big things for me: the Panthers are just continuing to be a juggernaut.
Yep,
just bringing out the bulldozer full of cash, and here you go, Bennett. Here you go, Marchand. Here you go, Ekblad, and let's run it back.
Yep. And here we go. Let's go with the same team. The only change was Jeff frickin' Petrie and their backup goalie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's literally the only two changes. If you don't know if you think I'm wrong, fact check it, because I don't need to fact check it because that's the
truth. Yeah. I mean, they let Nate Schmidt walk to Utah, I believe, right? So it's like, Petrie, you want to come play in the sun and, you know, drive a golf cart to work every day with flip flops on?
To sunrise.
Sure. Yeah. The other big thing, obviously, Marner. Heading to Sin City. Massive. We can delve into that. And your boy, Davo. I'm going to start calling you Davo because you call me Cart for some reason. McDavid.
Call me Davo.
So McDavid got the nickname from Brandon Hagel during the Four Nations face-off when he just absolutely went guns a-blazing to the net. It was against the States in the round robin, I believe, when they had the crazy brawls off the top.
Love it.
And then Hagel was in doing an intermission interview and he just said, unbelievable goal by Davo. And everyone was just like, okay, we heard McJesus, we heard, you know, a bunch of nicknames for Connor McDavid, but I kind of like Davo, and then I'm like, David McKeag Jr., I think Davo works for you too.
He's got McDavid in the same name as I'm David McKeag. You know,
exactly.
It's like we're a match. It's a match. It's a match. It's a mix of me. Like if me and Gretzky combined to make a hockey player, I feel like it'd be Connor McDavid. 99.9% Gretzky, 0.1% or 0.01%
yeah,
David.
But that's also, you know, on the note of Davo, that's also, you know, kind of looming over our heads. What is he going to do? And if you're an Oilers fan, it's like, must be some restless sleeps, we'll say.
Look, you know what? And there's a lot. Those are three big points. And I want to get into Marner shortly. I want to talk about Connor McDavid first, if that's good with you. And I want to go to Connor for a second because I've talked, I'm not sure if it was with you or Parr or whomever it was, about how I think this will play out, because McDavid talked earlier in the offseason saying, quote unquote, I want to make sure of my future. The team I'm with, you know, is essentially, in short, not word for word, but is serious about winning. He just made back-to-back cup finals and you lost them to the same team. And arguably you did worse this year than you did the previous year. Okay. And Florida's not any different. And if I'm the Edmonton Oilers, you can't think by adding Andrew Mangiapane and getting rid of Corey Perry, Evander Kane, and losing the guys that you did, that you got better. If I'm the Edmonton Oilers, how are you going to argue to Connor McDavid, unless you make a trade for a star and you move prospects and you think about what to do, that you think that you've made this team better? If I'm Connor McDavid, who grew up a Leaf fan, by the way, grew up in Toronto. I forget what city outside Toronto. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. I think it was Markham. But nonetheless, he grew up in Southern Ontario as a Leaf fan. And I know every Leaf fan's like, oh, 198 days. And then we're going to see Connor McDavid wearing this jersey. And look, I wouldn't be so sure. I hope he would come home. That would be absolutely great. But I think he's going to leave the Oilers. I think this is a contract that you wanted to get done before the season started and that you didn't. The reason why you didn't is because you did not show Connor McDavid that you are serious enough to continue to be competitive and win. Despite making two straight cup finals, they're not making the cup finals this year with this team. I know Connor McDavid is McJesus. And he can get you there. So can Draisaitl, okay? But at the end of the day, this team didn't make itself better, Brendan. They didn't make themselves better. So Connor's quotes, he is sticking to his word, because is Edmonton going to be good down the road? Despite if you get one cup now, he wants multiple cups. He wants to look at a roster of Toronto that has Nylander, Matthews, these guys locked up. He might want to look at a Florida Panther roster or look at a Tampa Bay Lightning roster where there's committed, because he wants to win a cup.
And yeah.
I don't think Edmonton showed that they're serious to win.
Well, it sounds like he wants to win in Edmonton, period. He's never said he wants to win multiple cups and be an Oiler lifer, right? So if you're the fans, it's like, okay, we have him for one more year. Say he wins a cup with the Oilers. Then it's like, he's gone. He's done his duty. But he also has the right to say, I'm out of here, right? After this season.
It's his choice.
But you'd think a deal would be done by now, unless, you know, management, you know, comes from the top rope before opening night and say, we got our guy. 8 years. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's a pipe.
Here's 20
I
million.
I think that's a pipe dream. Yeah. I think he just rides out this year. And then, I don't see them going back to the cup final. Like, that's a tough journey. And look, it's easy to say if he wins it with them, he's definitely gone. If they make the playoffs and get bounced by Vegas, I could still see him leaving. I think he's going to give it everything. Like, you know, the last two seasons, he was like an absolute dog and they came up short. Won the Conn Smythe in 2024, the first year they went to the final against the Panthers in a losing effort. So I think you'll see him like out of the gate just be an absolute menace. But if you're McDavid, it's like, you know, he's not a bad guy for wanting to test the waters. He's at least like, you know, gotten the group to, I shouldn't say gotten, I should say carried the group to back-to-back
carried
cup runs, right? Yeah, so
yeah. Won the Conn Smythe the first time.
Like I said, as a loser. Like that's very, very
41
rare.
Right? Yeah. John Sebastian Shiger 03, is one of the only people that I could think about doing it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say to an Oilers fan, enjoy the ride. Because I don't think enough Leaf fans did that with Marner, and now people are sulking. Right? It's like you didn't really enjoy his time here, and now he's gone. And the people that wanted him gone or didn't embrace what 16 brought to Toronto are like, well, you know, the Leafs are going to be different without Marner. I'm like, well.
Yeah. Would they added Mitch? Look, Tree Living did cook this offseason, and this is a great segue, and I think we'll talk more. Obviously, McDavid's going to be an invasion of stories throughout the entirety of the year, and you know, even at the Olympics, look, where is he? It's going to be all year, and he knows it's going to be a distraction all year, man. He knows that he knows what he's getting into, but by dude, not signing it, and that is a message.
And you got to think, too, like a lot of players are like, I didn't want this to be a distraction before the season started. We got it done. I wanted to be here. So I think it's clear he's going to move on because he obviously doesn't want this to like linger and be a distraction. It's going to be, but if he really wanted to be here, you know what I'm saying? It would have got done by now. Ink would have been put to paper.
Little example. If I'm Connor McDavid and I'm on Toronto and I'm a Leaf fan and I say I'm on Toronto and I need to resign. I'm a Leaf fan. That's where I'd want to play. That's where I'd want to live because that's what I grew up cheering. What do you think I would do? I'd be done. I'd want to be there no matter what. I win or lose, I'm a sucker. My dream would be to don the Maple Leaf for my entire career. I could never play for another team because that's what I'd like. Other players do, and I'm not in the NHL. I didn't make it there. Anyways, but if putting myself in McDavid's shoes, that hit the nail on the head right there. If you want to be there,
one last thing. Like everyone's like, oh, like he's boys with Draisaitl. Matthews and Marner were boys. I'm sure they had a chat. And even though Matthews signed for 4 years in 2023 after his initial, like, so I guess his 5-year deal that he signed in 2019 expired at the end of the 23-24 season. So this is the second year of his 4-year deal, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So if like Marner and Matthews were boys, just like McDavid and Draisaitl were, at the end of the day, your buddy's going to be like, go get your cash. We can golf in the summer. Like fans think it's like they have this duty to align with whatever their buddy does. And I'm sure Draisaitl is like, okay, hey, maybe in his mind secretly, he's like, I'll be the king if McDavid leaves. Right. And
yep. And then you more money to build around Draisaitl might be a benefit. Look, there's blessings that can come out of it and it'll be interesting.
And it's also a shot to the management because he's like, you haven't got me a goalie. The supporting cast is the same as it was since we went to the conference final in 17.
And don't sign Carter.
They re-upped on Pod Colson today, but like that's just a footnote. So, So I don't know how you're really like motivated. I think for him, he's like, I am just going to work my bag off and give this city what I got. And then see ya on July 1.
Exactly. So. Mitch Marner, just a couple minutes for Mitch Marner. Look, Mitch Marner's gone. It's been long and it was the worst kept secret. And luckily I got tickets as a gift for my birthday to see Mitch Marner's return to Toronto.
Hottest ticket in town.
I know. So pumped that I got that. Section 107, pumped for that. Thank you to my wife and people who contributed to that. It's very nice. We'll have to make a visit when that when I come down. But nonetheless, at some point, Mitch Marner is going to flourish in Vegas. I'll miss him. I will. It was a time to move on. Yes and no. It's not a Mitch Marner piece. I feel like we're seeing a new chapter. And I will say the only reason why I say yes and no, because I'm actually feeling okay about what Tree Living tried to do this summer. He tried to make additions by fitting in the cap to change the identity. I thought there would still be more. But about Mitch Marner, 2 points before we go to our predictions. Then we got Chuck-a-Puck because we're on time now. We follow time. It's awesome. It's wild. I should have given us more time today. I could have. I just didn't. Question is, will Mitch Marner get booed in his return when I'm there? And number two, how will Mitch Marner do in Vegas this season?
He will get booed. And he's going to absolutely light it up in Vegas. Do you want me to keep it short and sweet? Is that?
How many points? Under or over 100? Ooh, that's a good bad egg. That's tough. Over 100's tough.
I'm going to take the under. Yeah.
Okay.
Safe. I think he
over 90
I think he
or under
get like, yeah, I think he get like 95. Like he might eclipse 95, okay. 96, 97 in that range. Eclipse 95, but not over 100.
I'm seeing 98 in my mind. Okay. I'll go with 98. So you say 95. We'll say 97 on there. 98, I think that's fair. Mitch Marner moves on from Toronto. And Michelli, Toronto's got a new identity. It's going to be interesting this season. Now let's get into predictions. I want to go to division winners. And you can pull up your division. Get your divisions ready. I know I'm going to have to as I type things in to get everything all locked and loaded to make sure that I'm all set here. Because, you know, feel a little rusty, I feel like. Prediction for division winners. And then, if you want to rank Canadian teams, then your cup finals and winner. Cup Finals and winner I put is in two. So there's 4 points. I'll go first. Going to start with the Atlantic Division. I'm going to go with being favorites in the Atlantic Division to be, well, this is not going to be a surprise. I am giving, because I don't think they're going to get the division this year. I think they're going to be further. But I am going to go with the Leafs winning the division this year. I'm going to say that with the Battle of Florida is 2 and 3. So division to the Leafs for the Atlantic. For the Metro, to the Metro, I am going to give it to the Carolina Hurricanes. I think it's got to be this year for them to win it. And the Central Division, I'm going to go with the Dallas Stars. Sorry, Winnipeg will be a close second. I'm going to go with the Dallas Stars. For the Pacific Division, I am going to go with the Vegas Golden Knights. Okay, so there's my division's winner. For Canadian teams, I'm going to go with Toronto. I'm going to go with Winnipeg. I'm going to go with Edmonton. I'm going to go with Ottawa. I'm going to go with Montreal. And then I'm going to go with Calgary, and sorry, Vancouver, going to be a tough year. I have you last on the Canadian team. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of hate towards the Vancouver hate. I just got a gut feeling this year. Now, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, what did I promise last year, Brendan? I have not forgotten. For the first time since 2018, I will not be picking the blue and white to win. Maybe that will be a sign of things to come. The finals will be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. Boo. Good old ugly. No one wants it, but that's why it's going to be that way. Okay. And who's going to win it? I'm sorry, but Mr. Licky Boy, Mr. Mouth Guard out of his mouth, chewing Jeff Petrie with his sandals. Yeah. It's going to be Paul Maurice with his glasses. And he's going to be hopefully bringing it to the Sioux native, friend of the show, by the way, and lifting the cup for the third time will be the Florida Panthers back to back to back years. It's going to be Florida. And guess who Florida is going to beat in the second round? Right here. That's what it's going to be. And we're going to be here bitching about it. Those are my predictions.
All right. So division winners, I'll go Florida in the Atlantic. Metro, I'm going to say the Devils. I think they get bounced again in the first round, but I could see them just tearing it up in the regular season. Jack Hughes is a stud. Sheldon Keefe manning the bench. I still think he's a good coach. So I'll take the Devils. Might be a bit of a hot take. In the West, I'll take Dallas. In the Central, I'll take Dallas. And in the Pacific, I'll take Vegas.
Yeah, no doubt. Canadian team rankings.
So I'll give you the teams I don't think they're going to make it. So I don't think the Sens make it. I think the Habs will be a lot better and they squeak in like a wild card spot. I don't think the Sens make it again. I think they take a step back. I don't think the Canucks make it either. I could see and Calgary. The other couple of teams, the other jabronis. Nope. Or I shouldn't say jabronis. The other deadbeat teams.
Jabroni. Love it.
Yeah, I could see just Vancouver, Calgary, and Ottawa not making it.
Okay. Who is the best Canadian team actually though? Let me give you that. Give me that. Is it Toronto or Winnipeg? Because I know you're viewing on the two of those teams, I think.
We talking like standings-wise or points?
Standings. Yeah, standings.
I'll give the slight edge to Winnipeg just with.
Okay. I love that.
The goalies.
No bias here on the show. I want everyone to know that. There's no bias. For me, for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years it was for the team. Stanley Cup Finals and prediction. Who's winning it, Brendan?
I'll say Dallas, Florida. And can't argue with you, man. Florida to win it.
God, that sucks. What a crappy year is going to be. I feel like, oh my God. Okay, well, we're on time. Actually, just a minute over, which is good for Top Shelf, the debut of Top Shelf. Brendan, I don't know if you ever got the chance to meet Jordan Trudeau. I know Jordan Trudeau is now waiting. Brendan, this is Jordan Trudeau. He does our Major Junior and Two Greyhounds coverage. We'll get you guys on together. You know, you guys have some good chats. But nonetheless, Brendan, we'll let you go. I want to say thank you, man. I know next week you're in Vancouver. You're traveling. So we'll have you on the first week of October. That would be the first week of the season as puck drops. And I'm sure we'll have some reactions and some prep for that because me, you, and Par will be back together, which would be so exciting.
Thanks, Dave. Jordan, be well.
Awesome.
Nice to meet you. Safe travels, Brendan.
Perfect. See you later, Brendan. Awesome. It's great. And that's Top Shelf. It's great as we let Brendan go. And look, you know what? True, it's perfect time. I know we bought in. I try not to beat into your time because we've done that last time.
No problem. True,
my friend, chuck a puck. It is time to chuck the puck. We went Top Shelf. Now we're taking that puck intermission and we're chucking the puck right now. As I sit here in my jersey, you got your jersey. Sorry, I'm sweating.
I did. I did. I'm not too bad. I like the new Chuck Pucks this year. I like they're black this year. They've got a different look.
I didn't see any. I gotta go. They're on the road for a few weeks.
They won't be back to the mid October.
I'll be there, but we might have to do a little bit of stuff.
For sure, we will. We'll have to get the mics going and do a little mic'd up.
I can start teasing because it's gonna be official soon. I'm gonna start teasing. There's gonna be some new staff on the 91N, the Game Sports Podcast team, not as hosts, but people helping with producing and editing and show content. It's official. It's happening. It seems like we're not gonna have one. We're not gonna have two. We're gonna have three.
Ooh.
People joining this year, it seems like. And there might be a fourth as of today. So buckle up, people. Okay, the Game Sports Podcast is going to have an epic year. So you are joining at the right time. I'm rolling my sleeves because I'm pumped. True, it's Chuck-a-Puck. Let's talk Chuck-a-Puck. The OHL started their season. I want you to talk about the landscape of the major junior hockey scene right now. Any hot news? And then give a little bit of love towards the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. I know we only got you for a select period of time. So the first week went by. So the floor is yours for those two topics. I'm letting you quarterback it.
All right. So, yeah, the league as a whole, I didn't have too much time this week to look into most of the other scores. And for me, like, it's just the first week of the season, right? So record, not really a thing right now, but obviously the Windsor Spitfires are up there. They, in their two games, they scored 12 goals and they only gave up two. So like we predicted, both of us, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Kitchener also up there with two wins. And the North Bay Battalion. Some love to our fellow Northerners up there. And Sue White, Declan Gallivan on that squad. They're also finished 2-0 on the week.
Yes, they're going to have about that.
They're going to actually have a really good team after bringing in Ryder Cali, obviously, from the former Greyhounds first round pick last year, and Parker Vaughn from Barrie. The next couple of years is going to be looking good for them as well. And the Mike McIver in net, he's a really solid. He's going to be 19 this year. They might make a case for the Eastern Conference over there. So yeah, some solid performances from those teams there. Obviously for the Red and White, 1-1 weekend. I don't think that's what they wanted. They definitely,
it was tough. Like, that was just an unexpected loss.
Yeah, it was a tough game. And the past three games this team has played have all had a theme. They were up 3-0 in the first period in all three games, ended up losing, coming back and losing to Saginaw twice. So closing and finishing games is an early improvement that this team is going to have to see.
And one thing that I noticed this weekend that was hot on my take is Thomas Vanderberg with the Ottawa 67s. The rookie forward is a former fifth-round pick, 93rd overall, and this is what I've noted for myself. He spent last year playing in the USHL, but he had a hat trick and assist in his debut. Listen, could be beginner's charm. Things happen, but look, kids off to a good start, and guess what that performance earned him? Rookie of the week, obviously.
That's true. And we saw Ryerson Edgar as well, the highly touted first round pick for the Niagara Ice Dogs. He also had a hat trick this weekend as a rookie. So there was an article in the OHL that said there was a lot of firsts this weekend, a lot of first goals, some first wins for some rookie goaltenders. And that's just what we're seeing, right? With all this new young talent coming into the league, with the new rules and everything, it's going to make for an interesting year, for sure.
It is. And one thing that I saw, too, is a big point and takeaway would be that a lot of players for a lot of teams, and you speak of Brady Martin as an example, players aren't here.
Yes.
Players are in training camp. Okay, that's the thing about OHL that maybe people from we have listeners from the United States, and you know, I know next week for the Game Sports Podcast, I didn't really talk about it at the beginning, but it's definitely it's one of a more challenging memory week for the Game Sports Podcast, which for Scott Nason, of course, and I know there's a lot of American listeners. Thanks to Scott, obviously made a big contribution to that. But just to give you the background, not Sault Michigan, because everyone knows the Hounds from Sault Michigan, but for people outside in the Detroit area and so on. It's different, and the USHL has a little bit of similarity, but with the OHL, there's teams that have players drafted to the NHL, and they don't start the year with the teams. They can be out with them for a week, 2 weeks, month, 2 months. NHL teams can hold them until they play their 10 games. it depends, right? So this can affect a lot of teams in the way of their season is. And all of a sudden you get Brady Martin sent back in January.
Yeah.
And it changes your year. And then it's like, okay, do you keep Brady Martin or do you trade him? Because next year, you know, he's making Nashville probably. So it does create some unique opportunities for organizations. Oh, wow, we could probably trade this player. No, because the Hounds this year arguably are a team who made the playoffs last year, are looking to grow this year and be at least a top three team in the conference, I'm sure, is the realistic goal for Coach John Dean and the team. But this weekend, early problems, and a big part of that is if you have Brady Martin in the lineup, you have some of these guys there for some teams. Are these issues happening? Because one player can change the game. Not be a big effect, but one shift, the what if, could have, the puck gets dumped in this corner instead of this corner. There's a change the transition. There's a lot of alternate universes. If you're like Marvel, you'll like what I'm saying, that cause that. So that's a big thing. Love Marvel. My mouse pad
is actually. Oh, it's Iron Man.
I should do this.
Well, now you need a Doom one because he's back as Doom, right? Robert Downey Jr.
I love that. Sorry, I am so pumped. Okay, we're gonna get off topic. I'm so pumped. I think it's hip. But anyway, well, no.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be interesting. But perfect segue. You kind of alluded to Brady Martin, or just players around the league in general not being there for their OHL teams right now. And that's one thing I wanted to mention about the power play. So the power play was 0 for 11 to start the season. Now, if you're a Greyhounds fan from last year, you're used to this. Well, you're not used to it. It still makes you probably a little upset, but these are problems we've seen before. Now, the first power play line is not there. And Travis Hayes just got back on Sunday. But yes, your Brady Martin, your Marco Mignosa.
I poured a drink, sorry.
Your Brady Martin, your Marco Mignosa. As we're talking about the power play.
One of those drinks.
Yes, that is correct. So the first power play line is not there. But to me, not an excuse, right? Because all the other teams are missing their top players as well. So that's one struggle that has to improve on the season. Bit of a captain obvious, of course. Some positives from the weekend. Tate Vader, correct me if I'm wrong, Hounds fans, but I believe he recorded his first goal on Garden's ice.
One of the best last names ever.
Tate Vader, yeah. And with his video is awesome. He kind of does the force with his stick. So all the Greyhounds, they have a little video whenever they get a point that plays on the Jumbotron, and he
Darth
does
Vader's up here too, just so everyone knows. If you can see on the third, Darth Vader's hanging
he
out.
He does
right
the force with his stick.
That's so sick.
Awesome. So Jacob Winkelhofer for two goals on the weekend. He looked very strong. He jumped into the top four along with Evan Solomon and Reed. And I do want to mention, give a shout out to a little update about Brady Martin and Marco Mignosa, who are playing in NHL preseason games right now. Martin recorded an assist in his first action with the Predators. They were victorious over the Panthers Sunday night. And Mignosa, he had about 10 minutes of ice time last night in the Lightning's first preseason game. And ironically, these two teams play each other tonight, and I'm assuming they'll both be in the lineup. So Andrew Gibson also in the lineup for the Predators. So Hounds fans, if you ever
watch Nashville...
No, there will be none of that. Please and thank you.
Marco is our favorite to win points this year. So, yeah, no, don't do that. No,
don't do that. But if you want to go to Nashville Hounds fans, Andrew Gibson, Brady Martin, looking promising for the Predator squad.
And Andrew loves now, of course, too. Now, I want to give a little extra love, as we know here, for the remind listeners here on Chuck-a-Puck. We do to give that extra love to the Sioux Greyhounds because of who we work with on there, game attendance, and Jerry. Special shout out to the staff of the Greyhounds, including Jerry Litzcomb, every year at the media passes. These are the two people that you get to see with me at the games. But sorry, Dane, you didn't get the pass this year. But nonetheless, this week, can you give a quick preview about this week before we segue into the conclusion of Chuck-a-Puck? You got the Peterborough Petes on Thursday, which will be just a couple days from this recording. You got Kingston on Friday, I believe it is, and then you have the Sevens and that hot rookie, Vandenberg, I was talking about. You get to see on the Sevens on Sunday at 3:00. So two Sevens and a three this weekend on the road. Preview of what are key takeaways for the Hounds this weekend, Trudes, and what are you expecting for this weekend?
Again, not looking too much at the opponent. And John Dean mentioned this in some of his articles, right? It's more about us right now. And I look at it the same way as a fan. I don't know the teams yet, like too much. Yeah, obviously the longest road trip of the season. So I think with the squad they got heading there.
Yeah, this is the longest one. That's really yeah. The longest one.
Well, I think it's the longest one.
I think it is.
But like, yeah, you know, perfect time to have it, get the guys together on a bus for a long time, start bonding. But no, I think a 2-1 weekend with this team is attainable. And I think a 3-0 weekend is attainable. Being realistic here, 2-1, I think it would be a solid weekend, especially with the travel in mind. The Ottawa 67s will get to see Brock Cittaroni, local product there, third overall pick to Ottawa 67. So that'll be a big game for him, obviously suiting up against his hometown team.
You get excited for that, let me tell you. You
get a little you get a little extra, eh, for that. You wanna kinda stick it to your hometown team. Yeah, sure, Brock's a great kid. Taught him a couple times. Best of luck. I did. I taught him in grade six. And then he was around in grade eight when I was there at Cora. So, but yeah, Peterborough and Kingston both, I think, are going to be near the bottom this year. So you want to get those teams. You want to get those victories on Thursday, Friday. And then I think Ottawa will be the toughest matchup on Sunday. But in junior hockey, you never know. So we'll see.
Thing that you mentioned is bonding. I can tell you, and I don't like referencing, I stopped after a couple years, but I will reference with being experienced on going on these trips, despite Thunderbirds or Greyhounds or whatever it is, you get to have that bonding experience. Is nothing different, nothing better than being with the boys on the weekend. And you play cards on the bus. You played, guess what? We played Pokemon on the Game Boy Color. The boys brought it out. I'm telling you right now, you had a little bit of fun, and that really helps bring the team together. And to do it early, I think that's a massive benefit for not just the Hounds. Any team that can have a good road trip early will be nothing but a good bonding experience. I think it's unfortunate Mignosa and Brady Martin aren't there, but these are guys that can just slide into that locker room after and be imperative. Look at Brady Martin's attitude. I know Hike in the back row laughed at this. Brady Martin's that farm boy, dude. That guy's money, okay? The Predators got a joy there. The Predators got a perfect guy that's going to work his ass off for you to get there. Because guess what he did for his first 16 years of his life before he came to the Sioux? Worked his ass off. Okay, so like it's those guys can sign in easy and just slide in easy. Sorry. So I like that point, Jude. So thanks for bringing that up. That is awesome. But these are the three gentlemen, as I got Hike waiting to in the pocket, as I'm going to bring back one more time this joy. And Hike hasn't seen these yet. The microphones. If you're on video, this is bad audio point. But guess what? That means you have to check out the video edition. There's microphones. You're going to see us on location. As I told Jude at the beginning, not one, not two, three new staff joining the show. It seems like potentially a fourth. To do a lot of different content that we're excited to bring you. So Trudes, you're going to be in the thick of that, man. Right at the gardens, potentially, maybe right here beside me in the office, maybe somewhere else. I don't know, maybe in Hike's office. Look at that office with the background that he has going on there. It's exciting.
Fellow Star Wars going on there.
Best background in the world. No, there's no better background than Hike's background. I'm sorry. There just isn't. I'm obsessed. He's a Marvel fan too, just so you know, Jude. So I have to make sure that we have a discussion about Doctor Doom and Iron Man here as I sit here. And if you're on video, you're getting a treat today with all my reactions. So nonetheless, Trudes, I want to say thank you, my friend. Any final thoughts for Chuck-a-Puck before we sign into In the Pocket?
No, looking forward for the Greyhounds to be coming back in mid-October. It's always a bit of a long, I always feel like it's so long if they go all on the road for 2 weeks in a row. So yeah, but it'll arrive quickly. Time goes by fast. So yeah, looking forward to it and looking forward to Hike telling us what happened to my Packers this week.
My goodness. Like the Packers, can I say the Packers lost me $350 this weekend. I made a $5 bet on an obnoxious bet for the Panthers too, to get over to win, which was for some reason a favorite for the Falcons to win. But nonetheless, I don't think the Falcons are good. They're trash. Obviously proved it. But nonetheless, the Packers losing that game lost me out on a $5 bet. I don't care. I know that's nothing, okay? But I could have won $350. So you know what? Green Bay, fly a kite.
78% of bets on the NFL this weekend were lost because of the Packers game.
Wow. Yeah, I believe
it. That's a pretty big swing. Like, that's a bad beat. That's a bad beat. I don't know what else to say. Defense.
I agree.
That was a defensive game.
I agree. I agree. I'm a Steeler fan. I'm happy. And he's a Colts fan, so he's very happy.
It's been a long time for me to be happy, all right?
So true. Truths, this has been Chuck-a-Puck. You're going to see us three here doing Chuck-a-Pucks. You know, maybe I'll have to bring Hike on a Chuck-a-Puck very soon. But nonetheless, Truths, thank you very much, my friend. We'll see you next week for some more weekend reaction.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah. Hike, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick little breather, and when we come back, we'll do in the pocket.
Yeah, all good. I've just kind of been lingering in the shadows here. That's but not really in the shadow.
Hike, look, you know what? Like I said, I wanted to take a quick break. You know what? Honestly, I wanted to take a quick breather. I was just getting so excited these last couple segments. I had to take a breather. I had to have a drink of water and, yes, a drink of my Game Sports Podcast patented, I'll call it, drink that I have each episode. This has been a thing since I've started the show 10 years ago. I want everyone to know that. It's either I had a Shamrock Shake at McDonald's.
That's one month of the year. That's literally 1 month of the year.
That's when we did the show live in the United States in 2016. Wow, if you're a listener, you're probably getting a big throwback now to that. Sports Center. We had a very interesting night one night at Sports Center. A
couple Shamrock Shakes there, too.
3.5 hour episode. Please don't ever find that. And
a couple pictures of Shamrock Shakes.
And then since COVID, we've been doing this, has been the setup. Us and I haven't done a live show since 2021 on location somewhere, that being Sports Center Bar and Grill. And speaking of that, In the Pocket, we're going to do here, which is a proud partner of In the Pocket, is the term that we've decided and like to use, myself and Frank Ligori of Sports Center, one half of the partners. Sports Center. I got to make sure there's more than one. Sports Center Bar and Grill, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar, over 5 years in a row, named Sault Ste. Marie's best wings, also multiple years in a row, and 10-year partner. I look at that and I smile. Frank, every year, every August, I'll be open with this. Frank and I have a different sponsorship agreement where we contribute locally to the sponsorship, towards locally, but also that he gives a portion over here, and we use it to donate to our men's league team or to sports, instead of going into our pockets, because I had the foolish mindset of adding a zero to my check every week for this show, as long as the hosts as well. Justin can add, he hasn't gotten paid. So we do this for the enjoyment.
I add a zero every week too, but there's never another number in front of it. So,
and maybe one day, you know, as things change here for the game, it'll be different, but we appreciate Frank's involvement, and we reminisce about the past, about the Sports Center Bar and Grill. We had a lot of fun there.
A lot of pizza.
We definitely had a lot of fun there, but this has been a different chapter, a different time as I adjust my microphone. So I want to give a shout out to Sports Center. We appreciate your involvement every year with us. And it's like clockwork every May. Every May, Frank and I chat. I go there for lunch, go there multiple times. I'm there all the time, Sports Center when I go out. But every month, every year, it's the same thing. And Frank, I appreciate you. So a little extra love and corny love for you, Frank, and the team at Sports Center. But we are in the pocket right now, and what a week it was. Nonetheless, announcers talking about booty grabbing on the Steeler game, which was hilarious to hear, especially as I decided to make my own wings on Sunday. Sports Center, sorry. But I decided to get creative and make my own homemade wings, and they were bomb. I'm not going to lie to you. I also made a poutine with homemade fries, okay, as I was enjoying the football this Sunday, because I know that this weekend's football is going to be exciting, except the Monday nighter is going to be an absolute toilet bowl of nonsense. Then I hope the Jays play next Monday. I don't think they do. Now that I think of it top of my head, I'm not going to look so I can keep looking at the camera, because I know the season ends on Sunday. So that means they probably don't play, especially if they win the division, they don't play. So I'll probably be not watching no sports. You know what that means? I now have to take extra care of my son because of you. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm excited to do that, but nonetheless, Ike, thank you, my friend, for joining. How's your week been? Welcome back to another edition of In the Pocket.
Yeah, good to be here. Shocked. I mean, not shocked after playing Tennessee, but the Colts 3-0. This is like a real uncharted territory for me for a while. I am waiting for the elastic band to snap, so to say. You know, things just going too good. Elastic band's just going a little further. So we play the Rams this week. Should be a really good game.
Very.
Looking forward to it. It's fun. It's fun to enjoy watching your team play football again. Not just having to be like Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat every week.
And you look good. You're wearing it with pride. I sit here this week wearing the new Matthews jersey that I got on Facebook Marketplace for $80, new out of the bag. I could tell that person wasn't an Elite fan.
Yeah, it's might definitely be real, too.
I don't know. It has the Drew thing on the inside. It's the yellow.
It's one of those ones, the Boston Toronto jersey.
Yeah, and I'm not flipping my shirt off and doing that because you just don't want to see none of this.
I don't mind those ones.
And I also have a full-time job. I don't want them to know that I'm taking my shirt off on video. I didn't assume anything else.
For free.
Nonetheless, look, Hike, I don't want to say there's not much to dive into this week, but Najee Harris, former Steeler, out for the season.
Couple other Achilles
James
this week.
Connor out for the. A couple former Steelers are down for the count for the rest of the season. But some news this week, Ike. All you.
Bosa, I believe, is out as well, ACL for the rest of the year. So that's a rough one. I mean, we have some Europe games going into this week, starting again. So we got some Sunday morning ones. But like, big takeaway from last week for me is defense. Like, a lot of kicks getting blocked. I don't think we've seen a week like that, where probably every second game had a kick block. Baker,
I needed Green Bay to win, and I needed the Eagles to block that punt. You know what game I was watching? The Eagles. I turned off the Green Bay games. I thought they're going to win. So when the Eagles blocked that, I thought I was winning $350, only to learn to turn to the nonsense that Green Bay decided to throw my loop. I don't care if it was a $5 bet. You lost me $350, Green Bay. You're on my shit list.
They didn't lose you. You never had it. You lost $5. That's how that, I mean, that's
thanks.
Helpful tips from degenerate gamblers on the Game Sports Show here. But like, yeah, I mean, defense, the Packers game, same thing. Like Cleveland, like I wish EJ was here to talk about the Browns, because like they are in every game as long as they have Myles Garrett. I honestly don't think it matters who plays at quarterback. They have, I think, 9 different guys playing running back right now.
They called me this week.
Well, like that Judkins had popped off this week. He had a good game, but it was Simpson the week prior. And then they still have Jerome Ford. So that's a problem for other teams when you have 3 running backs that are all hot. You know, it's good for the Browns. Interesting for the division. Cincinnati faltering. They don't look like they could compete in high school football, let alone the NFL. Minnesota's defense looked good. Isaiah Rodgers, game of a lifetime on Sunday. 1 touchdown for sure. 2 picks, forced fumble. It was all over them. Carson Wentz looked like a seasoned veteran after all the BS I laid on him pregame last week. Didn't pull it out for me Sunday night. Close, though. I mean, that was not a... I'm going to, like, give myself a consolation prize here. That was not a great win for Kansas City. That's not a win that you take to the locker room and celebrate. You know, that was... They were not a convincing... The Giants had them on the ropes a little bit. Scatterbo played like a man. That was good to see.
He's so flipped that he did in the end zone after... Like, he's an athlete. That is... All of them are athletes, but I'm just saying that is an athlete. That was impressive.
He's an animal. I'm interested to see that tornado.
I forget where he went to college, but nonetheless...
And Jackson Dart getting the go for the Giants this week, so throwing the keys to the young guys should be interesting to see.
Best name in football, almost.
And then the Monday Nighter. I mean, that's pretty well the big one this week. Lions pulling it out. Everyone was on Baltimore in the pregame show last night. I did not understand that for the life of me. Yes. I don't know if I'm blinded by being, you know, surrounded by Lions fans here. You talk about a lot of Lions football. But looking at that game on paper, there was no way in my head the Lions were not winning that game. I
wasn't a believer. I was hoping to be wrong. I said that last week. I said, I hope I'm wrong. It's on the clip. I hope I'm wrong. But I was just, I don't know why. I just have that feeling with Baltimore, Justin. I just have that. It's that team Henry. It's Jackson. It's the team. It's just didn't look. But then Goff said, excuse me, St. Brown, Montgomery and Gibbs. Like, did you forget? Dave, that you predicted us to win the Super Bowl? That's what I felt like I was arguing with the Rams, because that's how good the foolish pick.
Derrick Henry, to me, seems like he's in his own head right now. You've not seen that guy in the history of him being in the NHL that I can remember kind of looking a little...
NFL.
Sorry.
Yes! Yes!
I did it.
You did it!
I did it.
It's all good. I had to look
at, I'm staring at your damn jersey. You tipped me off. No. I gotta blame it on something.
Yeah.
But you've never seen him kind of look... I don't want to say fragile because he's gigantic, but he's in his own head, I think. I don't know how else to say that. And Lamar doesn't really have any receivers outside of Mark Andrews.
He's a stud. Mark Andrews always has been a stud.
But always he chokes. He chokes. Fair. Big Fair. Moments. Playoff Mark Andrews is... No one wants playoff Mark Andrews.
So true. Yes. Bang on. Yes.
So I just... The Ravens, I think, are there. They just need something. like on offense, something has to happen there. If you can't get the run game going with Derrick Henry and Lamar's, you don't want your quarterback running the ball all the time. Like, this is a long season. I don't know. I don't know what to say there to kind of console Ravens fans, but
it still was a banger of a game. That
it was a great game. I'm trying to pull a positive out for the Ravens, and I just haven't seen it after 2 weeks.
You know what I saw in that game, and you'll be a good point. And as listeners view, we're not just talking about this because it's Lions. As Justin alluded to a few moments ago, obviously there's been an extra love on this show because of history. As we near, you know, it's a big week for the show next week. We've talked about that. It's an anniversary for Scott, and I'm obviously open to mention that for Scott's passing. But and this has been a lot of love between Scott, Butch, and Sioux Michigan about the Lions, but we're actually not. This was the game of the week. It was. And if it was a game of the week, we would talk about it if it was the Steelers and Colts, and that was the game of the week. We would talk about it as equally if it was the Browns and Giants. I just want to emphasize that. But this, what I saw was the Goff that I expected. You know, that in the zone, this Lions team was playing that Campbell-type football, gambling third down conversions with fun plays that are so Campbell-esque. Like, this is the team that I saw on Monday night that I know is going to win the Super Bowl this year. And I'm saying that as a Steelers fan. I want everyone to know that. Okay, very big Steelers fan. I'm not, and as I said, Lions sure have a soft spot in my heart. Jeez, I'm trying to do it on camera the right way. This way, and Hike will admit, you know, like, we no bias on the show. We don't do that. Lions, what I saw this week was something special. And the Ravens putting up 30 points and to still lose, to put up over 30 against the Bills and still lose. You talk about Derrick Henry being in his head, sure. Lamar Jackson, I still see that hesitation. I don't see that Lamar Jackson that I feel like I can see. But the Ravens defense is unable, despite, I like the Ravens defense. I don't have them as a number one in the league, but I have them in the top 10 as a defense in the league. This is a team that to put up 40, allow 38, allow 40, to allow these amount of points in a week, despite that, is really opening a hole, because they're allowing, the throwing game is successful. If the running game is not working, then they're going to the throw. Like, you had that fake that Brown did, and you didn't know the throw was coming. I forget what quarter that is, and I don't know if it was, I forget who got beat, but he was beat. Like, and Brown gets the catch, and I think that was in the fourth quarter, if I remember correctly, if that catch by...
It was just, it was a breakdown. It was a complete breakdown by the end of the game on the Ravens defense.
Yep.
And I don't know, are they older now? I thought they had some decent draft picks this year on the secondary end of it, but it just, nothing seems to be working there. In the Ravens defense, as far as fantasy football goes, that used to be a safe pick every year. Now they're costing you a game. It's crazy. It's crazy talk. The NFL is, you know, it's weird. It's a weird animal these last couple of years.
Were they minuses this week in fantasy? Sorry, I didn't do fantasy. It must have been throwing you on the spot here.
I cannot confirm minuses depending on how your league is scored, but I know I had him in my one league and they only got me 1 point. So, yay.
This is the Lions team that we should be seeing each week. And I got to give a shout out, though. Caleb Williams. You know what? Very good week. That is I'm going to give a player of the week honors this week. And it is going not just to, it was tough because I had Goff on there. I had players on there. The Seahawks offense was on there, but it's New Orleans. I got to give love to Caleb Williams. I think he looked very good this week. And I think the Bears got something special. The Bears are on to something. They're on to something. And they put a lot of dependency on Williams. So I'm sure Bears fans are like, oh my goodness. Thank goodness. Too bad the Panthers don't get to experience the same thing, despite last week winning 30-0. Yeah. It's over the Falcons. Falcons, look, note to self, take a seat. Hit sim to next season. Just with the Dolphins, if you can do that for me. And the most boring game of the week for me was the Niners Cardinals 16-15. No. That wasn't a game that I, next to the Panthers game, was very non-enjoyable. But the Thursday nighter, thank you. Dolphins, you put up a very good fight. Me and Hike sat here saying, do they have a slight chance? You know what? We were proven wrong.
We straight up slandered them.
Yep. We knew we picked the winner correctly, but I thought it was going to be 50-3-0. Like, I think I said something obnoxious.
The Dolphins are in that situation too, where they're just trying to climb up out of a hole. And they just can't do it. I mean, that's last week. They were trying. It was a great effort.
They couldn't do it. Good talk about last week. Let's talk about this week, Hike. Let's get into our picks. So as we get into some forecasts this week, Hike will list off our picks. But as we get into this week, you know, there's been a lot of injuries in the world of football. Some running backs are down. Bosa's out for the year. A lot of injuries are going to impact. So I think injuries is a big conversation for last week, as I'm sure Hike will agree. But Hike, before we get into our picks, the last thing, I know we're crunching for time. For any highlights going into week four from week three that stand out to you, that will be a big, big impact on week four in the NFL season.
To me, the big one is probably the big from week three to week four. I mean, Najee Harris, the running game in San Diego, the rookie there, I can't name escapes me right now. Marion Hampton hasn't really got going to say, you know, to this point. I mean, he'll get there, but now it's all on his shoulders. That's a big one. The Chargers were, you know, they're a big team in the AFC, and losing a running back like Harris doesn't, it hurts.
It does. And as I sit here, I've had to adjust my mic a few times because just I want to make sure my hair looks good. I'm being honest with everybody here, okay? Nonetheless, Ike, pick 'em this week. Please give us the update, and we'll give you our picks this week. Right. Over 1,000 views on YouTube. Over, you know, a lot of success with these picks. I'm hoping that you've been following Heichel. And, you know, for me, I was I was 10 for 11 last week on FanDuel. Thank you, Green Bay. I can't.
Stop. Move on. It's a new week. Drop it.
Yeah.
Into the standings. Not much movement. Heich's pick still in first, 39 points. The David decision in second, 35 points. So creeping up there, 4-point spread.
Defending champ.
EJ, broken wheel, 34 points. So getting tight there, Dave. A little sweat going on. Bet you EJ had the Browns last week. And Tyler bringing it up in fourth place with 31. So he's creeping up as well. It's tightening up between the gang here.
Yeah.
Getting into this week's picks for myself. Seattle over Arizona. Minnesota over Pittsburgh. Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., everybody. I think Minnesota's going to win that game over in Ireland. They're going to see Carson Wentz. Think it's Sheamus throwing the ball, and they're going to win. Washington over Atlanta. Buffalo over New Orleans. Detroit over Cleveland. Buyer beware on that one, maybe. Carolina over New England. Chargers over the Giants. Philly over Tampa in a battle of 3-0 teams right there. Houston over Tennessee. Colts over the Rams, Jacksonville over San Fran, Baltimore over KC, getting them back in the win column, Chicago over the Raiders, Green Bay over Dallas, Micah Parsons Bowl there, the Jets over the Dolphins, and Denver over Cincinnati on the other Monday night game. Breakers, Denver 28, Cincinnati a generous 7. Jets 24, Miami 21. Most points this week, Seattle. Fewest points this week, Cincinnati.
Love it. We got some different picks, and I actually just made a last-minute decision. I'm sure I'm going to regret it, but that's fine.
You changed. You can't change.
So I did it before. As long as I didn't say them, I can change it. Now I can't. As soon as it goes on, I am locked in, unfortunately. Seahawks over the Cardinals, Steelers over the Vikings. You know, I'll be up at 9:30 watching that game. I got the Commanders over the Falcons easily. Sorry, Falcons fans, take a seat. Bills over the Saints, and arguably, I dare I say it, a 40-point differential. Lions over the Browns, and the Panthers over the Patriots. I'm picking the Panthers this week.
You copied that one.
Yeah, I did. The Chargers over the Giants, Eagles over the Buccaneers in a banger of a football game. I'm telling you right now, I know the favorites are the Eagles, but come on now, give love to the Buccaneers. Texans over the Titans. The hot streak with the Colts stops this week. I got the Rams over the Colts. At first, I picked the Colts last week, and then over 9 years it took to get there, and I didn't get there this week. 49ers over the Jags. I got the Chiefs over the Raiders. No, the Ravens, because the Chiefs are at home. That's why. I got the Bears over the Raiders. The Packers over the Cowboys. Parsons' debut back in Dallas. Very exciting. Dolphins over the Jets. Broncos over the Bengals. And two absolute dumpsters of a Monday nighter. Or it might be good because it's a dumpster. Who knows? I got 28-14 Broncos over the Bengals, and I got 38-35 Dolphins over the Jets. I'm going with a banger of a high scoring game there. At the most points this week, don't forget, I said Dolphins 38. I'm going Buffalo with this week. And I'm sorry, New Orleans, take a seat, hit sim to next season, because you are also the least points of the week. This is a make or break week here. This is a make or break week here because I'm trying to make ground, but I'm also loving these picks.
It's a dangerous move when you start tossing out the risky picks early.
Gamble. Call me Campbell. Okay. Slow down. Gotta slow down with the
One. However,
FanDuel, I mean, they're not a sponsor. Please give me my money back.
It's $5.
I know. That's a Tim Hortons coffee and a bagel nowadays. $5.26, actually, if I remember correctly.
I'll give you $5 to shut up about it.
I love it. I'm sure listeners and viewers are going to, too. So we went a few minutes over, but that's okay. By the time we get some edits and changes around, nonetheless, it'll be within the time frame because, you know, this is pre-recorded. We have fun here on the Game Sports Podcast. Justin, this has been another week of In the Pocket, my friend. Thank you for joining. And as always, it's a pleasure.
Good to be here. Always good to talk football. And like I said, I'm always in a better mood when the Colts are winning.
You can't lie with or can't get wrong with 3-0. Gotta love it. It's been an interesting start to the year. I wouldn't take it any other way. Chiefs are on the other side of it. The Ravens struggling. Steelers on the plus side of it. Colts 3-0. Look, there's a lot of stories to talk about here, and it's been very exciting for this season. We're already going into week 4, so time is flying. So let's enjoy the season of football because now we're hitting the end of September, and around the corner here in Canada is fall, then winter is not too far away. It's just saying. Now, next week we will be back. It's going to be slightly different because of maybe people joining different segments, but nonetheless, we are going to have a pretty standard edition next week. But we are also getting into hockey season around the corner. So I want to say thank you to Brendan for joining for Top Shelf, the first segment of the year. Trues, again, thank you for Chuck a Puck. And of course, Justin, as always, thank you for In the Pocket, which is partnered with SportsCenter Bar and Grill, located inside Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, where the game is located and has been located for the 10 years of our podcast and show, if you know, you know, existence. Make sure you hit like, follow, and subscribe on all platforms. That's TikTok, that's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Spotify, Apple. I could sit here for days. Just search us. You'll find us. Follow, like, subscribe, interact, chirp. We love it. As I sit here shaking my camera to end the show. Also, subscribe on 91 Network. That is the YouTube channel where you can check video editions of the game and other podcasts. And lastly, but not least, the game is also featured on Spaces, which is through Sue Today and Village Media under the hockey and the sports section is where you can find the game, but you can also search your space. There's, I believe, over 50 different spaces, if I remember correctly, now on Sault Ste. Marie. And it's also not even just Sault Ste. Marie. It's expanded to more even Southern Ontario. So make sure you follow along for that for its enjoyment. Now, thank you again to everyone who took the time to join. Heichel, thank you to you, my friend. Next week will be a very special week as well, as everybody knows why here on the game. But nonetheless, until next week, I'm here to remind you, keep your stick on the ice, swing your bats, catch your touchdowns, drain your three, and shoot your shots. Booyah.